from yesterday and today?
Well, he's been grinding me for a week, and it was patience on it. But we wanted to make sure that he was right. It's an upper body injury, so he's been getting skated for 3 weeks. The conditioning part wasn't a concern, and he got through practice real strong. So I opened the door for him. So you come back in tomorrow morning, and you're feeling 100%. You're ready to go. And he's shooting it lights out today. So he's at 100%. He's ready to go. We're going to play him up front today. Other than that, you all have to come for warm-up.
Will you share who's coming out of the lineup for him?
Well, that's part of the warm-up. You guys, I know we're in Vegas, but you guys got to show up for warm-up today.
Always do. How about your goalie?
Helly's going today.
It's been so much focus, obviously, on your club here. Is this, we always talk about the other team and kind of what they do and all that stuff, but is this more about the Winnipeg Jets tonight than facing the Golden Knights?
You know what? At the end of the day, it always is about your team, and we are coming off a real tough one. So we want to come out and, as they say, play a certain way, look a certain way, but play with an energy and not with the fear of not making a mistake, because you're trying to win a game so bad. This team, they counter off that real quick. They'll be real aggressive because they're going through the same as we. I mean, they're three of their last 11, so two really desperate teams. I think you're going to get a real good grinder here tonight, which is exactly what we need.
Paul, kind of going on that theme, but when you come off of everything that's happened over the last couple, is what can a game like today tell you about your team in terms of how they respond?
No permanent reads on any one game. You come in there and play great, and you win. That you've got to do it again the next night, and we've struggled for a little bit here. You take your overtime losses out, which isn't a 5-on-5 game, and we're about 4-4, I think, in those 8 games. So you got to get your perspective right too. We want to be good here tonight, and we want that bench right, and we want that energy level. But I absolutely don't want any fear in our game about mistakes or a slow game out of our team. And if we get into that early, we got to find a way to get out of it and stay in it for that full 60.
You got one the other night, but do you have a theory on why the disparity has been home and road regarding your power players? Or just one of those years where it's kind of an anomaly?
We don't. I mean, other than the fact that it's, our home and road records are kind of skewed that way too. We're dominant at home, and so is our power play. I guess one goes with the other, but playing in Winnipeg is a real good place to play. There's great energy in the building, and sometimes it's just that half step of feeling good and the confidence of your environment. So we don't want to leave this game feeling that the power play has to be the difference. We've got to be a real good 5-on-5 team. But to answer your original question, there's no clean, easy answer for that.
Ultimately, they got the call right, but, standing on the bench, what's going through your mind when you finally get one on the power play and it's waved off?
Well, I thought it was indicative of a lot of what's going on. I mean, we're getting pucks bounced in off us on our PK, and I'm glad they got it right. I mean, they were talking about a rule change from 2 years ago that if the original shot is clean and it goes in, they'll let it go. And so I like the idea that you get the right call, regardless of the spirit of it. That's a clean goal for us, and it should count, and I'm glad they had a mechanism in place to change it.
Paul, when there's been a little bit of a dip like there has been in 8 or 9, how important is a guy like Little, not just on the ice, and maybe he's not a vocal guy, but just to continue to maybe be a model of how the work ethic has to be?
Model of consistency, right? So his game has always been like that. I think you're well served if you're watching a game just to watch the effort, the intensity, and the consistency of his shifts. He's been a real good pro of that. You know what? Those guys, Blake and Brian, who've been around a little while, who drive that, I mean, they're a critical piece for us being in the position that we are with the youth of this group. That's the physical and mental capacity to drive yourself every shift is developed over time, and Brian's certainly an excellent example of that.
He's had soundness of body too, which has not hurt him, and I know the first couple of years you were here, you missed him a lot.
Yeah, you know what, and unusual injuries. You got the knee in the first game, I think Carolina, and then had the broken neck. He's worked really, really hard to be durable. I mean, there's a price paid for that. It's paid in the summer. So the work ethic that you see in the games, he has it in practice every day, and he has it throughout his summer. He's just a consummate pro.
Paul,